Welcome back to the Bros and Beers podcast. I'm Vian, joined you with my guys, James. How's it going, bro?
I'm doing fantastic, but I'm so keen. You know, it's been a great day. And today we're jumping into our second podcast.
Hectic.
I'm really happy, bro. So today, for our listeners out there, we are discussing Heineken and New Year's resolutions.
It's a month now.
It's been a month since Jan started, but we'll get into that later. Tell me about Heineken. I'm quite interested to know, and I'm sure the listeners are too.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting beer, one of my personal favorites. The beer was founded by Henry Pierre Heineken. Long name, sounds like an important oak. Probably is second largest brewery in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, founded in Amsterdam in 1864.
Yeah.
And even though it's founded in Amsterdam, they license out the beer and then we can make it in South Africa, for example. Super awesome, though, which means that the Heineken we're going to be drinking today originates from Amsterdam, but is made in South Africa.
That's pretty cool. So it's like a internationally local beer, even though it's not made here.
Yeah, well, it is made here, yeah.
But it's then come from here. Okay,
cool. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, 5% alcohol. Nice boom in the middle.
Nice sort of just on the baseline, not too high, not too low, right in the comfort zone.
Yeah, it's not a black label with that 5.5%.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite a heavy one, but that's a topic for a future episode, my dude. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah. So, New Year's resolutions. Like you said, it's been a month now. So, hoping everything's still going well with all those resolutions.
Yeah, yeah. It's going great, Brew. How yours going?
Pretty good. No, haven't encountered anything that's blocking my path, you know. Got to crush through those mountains.
Yeah, dude. I'm very, very pleased. You know, I set myself some fitness goals this year, and I'm sort of trying to stay motivated to get those done. And it's, you know, obviously everything gets challenging over time, but it's going well. And to our listeners out there, we hope yours are going well too. If not, don't worry. We've got a special episode today lined up for you that'll hopefully keep you motivated.
It's all about motivation here at the Bros and Beers podcast.
Motivation and good vibes.
Yeah, exactly. So you said you've been focusing on your fitness. And that's awesome. Fun fact though, three most common New Year's resolutions that are set every year is either getting into shape, losing weight, or trying to quit smoking or drinking, or saving money, or getting out of debt for the year.
Okay, so it's like health and finance.
Basically.
Like two of the biggest things that dictate humanity.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said yours is going well, because those three are also the most common failed throughout the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hectic. Alrighty. So if you listeners out there are feeling a little discouraged with your resolutions, don't worry. This is completely normal. I believe, you know, just keep motivated and you'll get through it. It's the second month now. And the reason why we save this topic for now is because, you know, it's easy in January. You know, you're motivated, you're keen to start the year, you've just set everything out, you've sort of planned your life. But as everyone knows, as time sort of proceeds and you start getting back into the swing of things with work and your family or school or whatever situation you may be in, very quickly, you know, challenges arise that may stop you. Like, let's say it's fitness and now you're working and you're too tired to go to the gym or whatever. So keep motivated, guys. I believe, you know, you guys can do this. It's going to be a good year. You've just got to keep focused.
Yeah, make 2019 your year. Pretty easy. So, James, what can you tell me about new resolutions and keeping ourselves motivated?
Yeah, so I think New Year's resolutions are something that have failed, and I think it's because of like two very good reasons. You know, people have their dreams and their aspirations, and then they have their goals. And I think often people get confused between the two.
Okay.
And that's why, you know, they fail. Because they set themselves this monumental goal of, let's say, like losing a couple of kilos in like a set amount of time, or maybe stopping smoking or whatever. And, you know, that's quite a big task when you think about it. Like, you take a step back and you're like, wow, you know, this means going to the gym like 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
And when you're tired and pushing through and like eating well, it's tough. And I think that's where the importance of goals comes in, because people think that New Year's resolutions are goals, but often without realizing it, people set themselves these aspirations, sort of it's their dream to lose weight or to get fit. But they don't realize that they've hidden this monumental task in this little package that is a goal. So I think we should sort of discuss what a goal is, so that you listeners out there can understand. We're by no means experts, but we just like to give our opinions on this, and hopefully you can resonate with us and we can sort of help you push through this. So Vian, tell me, what do you think is a goal?
I think a goal is something that you should set that's not too big.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it is big, then you need to set yourself smaller goals to reach your main goal. So I think basically what I'm trying to say is your big goal should be your dream, and therefore you should set smaller goals to achieve that dream. Am I like...
Yeah. You're making perfect sense. A really good way to sort of visualize all of this is imagine you've got your dream, but it's sort of across a field.
Okay.
And goals are like the bricks that are going to build a path to get there.
Ooh, okay.
But if you don't have the right goals in place, you know, you'll probably never cross the field to begin with. You'll always just see this huge task on the horizon. You'll never quite reach there. So I think it's important. People must realize that anything can be a goal. It can be something as small as, you know, maybe waking up half an hour to an hour earlier every morning. Not necessarily to train, but just to get into the habit of sort of waking up earlier so they can be more productive. That way they have more time during the day to sort of exercise or sort of meditate or do anything to maybe even like help stop smoking if that's what you guys are trying to do. And it's through the use of these small steps that you'll get there. And another thing to keep in mind is that, you know, it doesn't have to be like a million small goals. It doesn't necessarily need to be like tiny, tiny little pebbles. It can all be sort of grouped together. So a goal could be, hey, I want to wake up a little earlier every morning and go to the gym twice a week. You know, it doesn't have to be anything crazy, but anything to help you get there. And then over time, as you sort of begin building this path, it'll become easier and easier and easier because you'll become more familiar with, you know, laying the bricks in that like classic pathway pattern to get there. And, you know, that I think that'll help a lot because, you know, these sort of goals in inverted commas or dreams, as we like to call them, you know, it's challenging. And I don't think people realize what they're signing themselves up for until they're like now in February and they're sort of a month in and they're like, wow.
What did I get myself into?
And I think that's when people lose motivation.
Yeah.
Is because they're trying everything they can, but they don't sort of have an organized list or task sheet or plan together. They're just sort of like haphazardly like running through the field with a blindfold on, hoping that they're going to get there. But, you know, often that's not the case and you'll be shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
So I think that's what the listeners, I hope you guys out there can sort of think about this and maybe it'll help you, you know, maybe now, maybe you're listening in the car or you're at home.
Wherever you are.
Yeah, wherever you might be in the world. Just take like 5 minutes and think about what your goal is this year.
Yeah.
And then take two steps back from that and think about what you can do to make it easier to get there. But don't confuse ease with hard work. You know, a small, easy goal or easy task in sort of the bigger picture could be, you know, going to the gym twice a week, even though that in itself isn't an achievement. And I think people need to understand that and reward themselves with, you know, because a lot of the times there's psychological barriers in place that sort of hinder this progress. And if you don't acknowledge them and when you overcome them, reward yourself, very quickly does achieving your New Year's resolution become a task, you know, something that you're like, oh, I don't really want to do this, but I do. And it's because people don't realize that this whole time they have actually been achieving small goals, but they just never realized because they didn't lay this out.
Yeah.
Is this making sense?
Yeah, so don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Pat yourself on the back now and then.
Have a beer.
Be like, I'm doing good. I'm moving forward, which is the main goal here, is you need to move forward, not move backwards, because then then you achieving your goals won't be a thing.
Yeah, that'll be completely counterproductive. And I hope the listeners out there, I hope this sort of makes sense. We are by no means like those people from like the Goldcast YouTube videos or whatever that are there to motivate you. We are by no means qualified for that. But these are, you know, just some thoughts from some young, aspirational 20-year-olds who sort of got their whole life ahead of us and
also trying to go through life one step at a time.
We're right there with you. I think that's something that brings you on to a very good point, is that a lot of people don't realize is that they're not in things alone.
Yeah.
And I think finding good support groups and people that have similar goals or are in similar situations to you, that'll really help you, because you'll see what they're doing and you're like, whoa, you know, that's really working. Yeah. And I can then use that to motivate myself. So like much like yourself, not every evening, but regularly within the week, you'll try and play some squash.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you can comment on isn't always the easiest thing.
No, because we've got class full days.
Yeah.
Then you get back, then traffic. And it's always an issue. Then you get back. So I leave at 5, get back at like around about 6 o'clock. Then I eat, you know. Perfect Afrikaans saying, magies vol oogies toe, especially after a long day. Then you're like sitting there, you're like, I don't really want to go play squash now. And then you just need to scrape all of your motivation together and be like, I'm just going to go. Even if you play for 10 minutes or 20 minutes, just get yourself then, get back into that rhythm. And that's another point I'd like to make is, you said we're not alone in things. Also create a buddy system. When doing certain stuff like squash, it's nice to get two people to do it, so that if I'm not committed, then my friend's committed, then I need to go. It feels like I need to go because my friend's going to be waiting there for me. And then we get there, we play around with squash, and at the end of the game, most of the times you're like, oh, I feel so good after this, I can play another squash game. And then getting a buddy system to keep motivating as well, I think is also something that you should look at. If that makes any sense?
No, all of this makes perfect sense. And I can use your situation as a good example. You know, it's really tough to get yourself to squash, but then you have fun playing squash. But you know, then the next day your legs are stiff and you're like, I never want to do this again. I hate myself. And I think people don't realize that they just see the negative in it. They're like, oh, I'm tired, and then afterwards I'm sore. Like, what's the point? But I think they fail to see, like with you within the squash, like every week you're getting better, you're getting fitter.
You're having fun.
Yeah, you're having fun, you're playing better. And if you don't acknowledge that, it's very easy for you to just be sort of swallowed up by this tidal wave of sort of negativity. Be like, oh, squash brings me nothing but pain and exhaustion, and it's not worth it. But at the end of the day, it is, because you're going out there and you're playing a game and you're improving.
And you're having fun.
And you're having
emphasis on having fun, because I think setting yourself a goal should be fun, not hard work.
Yes.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, no, exactly. It's like that saying, you know, work smart, not hard. And if you find something, what's the thing with work? If you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. I think much like this, if you find a way to achieve your goal in a way that you find is a lot of fun, you know, it'll help a lot. Let's say it's losing weight. You know, walking your dog is exercise. And that's a fantastic bonding experience, you know, with your animal, and you're walking around and it's pretty and you're outside in nature, and like it's cool. And I think people discount things like that. They sort of brush it to the side, like, oh, I didn't do any exercise this week. But meanwhile, you know, they walk their dog, they were running up and down, like let's say it's a mom, they're like running down the soccer field like while the kid's playing, or maybe it's a university student. And
yeah, we like, walk a lot.
Yeah, I know. We walk a lot. And I think sometimes it's okay to just be like, you know what, maybe today isn't the best day to exercise, you know? Or maybe I should have this beer now just to chill out.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing that people don't realize, is that they're so unbelievably hard on themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, remember, there's 365 days to get your goal done.
Yeah, and then after that, there's another 365 days.
Yeah, you know, you've got... We don't have all the time in the world, but I mean, there's a lot of time to get things done. So there's no need to burn yourself out. And that's where that plan comes in to build this pathway.
Yeah.
You can't just jump in it head first and then burn yourself out in three months. And then for the next 9 months, you know, you're like, oh, I didn't achieve my goals. I hate myself. But you don't realize that if you just slow down a little and you maybe planned a little better, bada bing, bada boom,
you sorted.
Hey, there's your New Year's resolutions all ticked off. And I can guarantee that's probably going to be the most satisfying feeling everywhere. Anyway, because I know I've personally only ever completed maybe like 5 or 6 New Year's resolutions in my entire life.
Yeah.
But each time that has been like one of the most gratifying experiences.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
And yeah.
Speaking about
Gratifying experiences.
I think a Heineken right now would be another gratifying experience.
Yes. Something to work off in the gym later. All right. We're going to grab some Heinekens.
Okay, James. So we've got a Heineken right in front of us.
Mm.
Pretty keen to drink it.
100%.
Think we should jump straight in it.
Yeah, let's do it. Cheers, bro.
Cheers, boot.
Alrighty, so what are you grabbing a sip there? You tell me, you swish around. It's common beer tasting practice that whenever you beer tasting, you swish it around in your mouth for about 3 seconds and then you swallow. So you just did that. Run me through what you're experiencing there.
So the initial taste when the beer enters my mouth is almost this instant zing from the hops.
Mm.
That dies down quite quickly and then quickly transitions into a malty flavor,
mm-hmm.
that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And then that dies down and you're left with this aftertaste of, it's weird, but it's bitter, but malty at the same time. Like I'd almost rate them 50-50. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I have to agree. When I have a sip, you know, I get that sort of bubbly, or the technical term, I get that effervescent feeling on my tongue, you know. And then with the hops, that creates this wonderful, refreshing zing.
Yeah.
And then I get hit by the bitterness of the hops. This is quite a bit of beer, but we'll jump into that now. And then after that, it's sort of this like subtle bitterness with a mild feeling of malt sort of right in the back of your mouth.
Yeah, I can agree.
Yeah. So tell me, dude, what are you thinking of the color of this beer?
Okay, so we're in the 7-step rating process now,
mm-hmm.
Which the first one is color. If you guys want to learn a bit more about the scores we give it, go back to our first episode. We did review Castle Lager, and then in there we explained each
step
quite in depth. We don't want to waste your time. We just want to jump straight into this. So you said color.
Yeah. What are you seeing right there?
It's your typical golden beer color, mm-hmm. what you'd expect if you get any beer except a stout, because that's dark.
Yeah.
A nice term for this is that the color is undifferentiated, which means that if I had to pour myself a Heineken or a Castle Lager or Castle Light next to each other, you won't be able to tell the colors apart.
Yeah, 100%.
Therefore, it's undifferentiated. But yeah, like I said, this is a nice golden color. When I look at this, kind of reminds me of how refreshing this beer is.
Yeah,
yeah,
I agree. And I think because of that, I'm going to obviously give this a 5. It's undifferentiated. It's right there, smack in the middle. Yeah, nothing too crazy.
I agree with that. I would also give it a 5. Then bitterness. You said that the beer is quite bitter.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, this is definitely one of your more bitter beers. If you ever have a cooking recipe that involves beer, I'd highly recommend a Heineken.
Yeah.
Just because that flavor of the beer will really come through thanks to the hops in this. So this is definitely an above average like bitterness in beer. It's nothing unpleasant, it's nothing crazy that you really need to learn to drink. But I wouldn't recommend this to someone who's drinking beer for the first time because it will catch you off guard. As I said, it's nothing crazy, but it's one of the main points to a Heineken is sort of that hopsy bitterness. It's not unpleasant, obviously, but it's really, really nice. Yeah. So I'm gonna give this a 6.5.
Okay. I was gonna give it a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I get that initial zing of hops, which is quite bitter, but that dies down quite quickly. Like right now I'm sitting with a not as bitter aftertaste, and therefore I would give this a solid 6.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's interesting. The hops definitely like grabs your mouth right after the bubble settles.
Yeah.
That's sort of a nice zing and then bam, bitterness, but not like bad.
It's not a pale ale.
No, at all. It's great. It's really, really nice. What's next?
Malt value.
Ah.
So, like I said, after the bitterness, after the hops, I get instant malt.
Mm-hmm.
Leaves quite a malty aftertaste as well.
Mm.
Not much more I can say around that.
No, I agree.
And therefore, I'd give it a 7.
Really?
No. I'm going to change my mind. So, I'm going to go with what you said the previous one, 6.5.
Wow. Okay. I was not expecting that. Okay. So, I personally would give this a 4.
Okay.
It's from in my mind, it's like it's definitely below average of its maltiness. But that could be just because the hop sort of overshadows it a little bit. It's definitely present, but it's not like the castle at all.
No. So, I think I rated the castle at 8 out of 10. Therefore, I'm going down to a 6 because I've definitely tasted less malty beers.
Mm.
So, I'm just calling that just above average.
Yeah, no, I think it makes perfect sense. And, you know, we're all about diversity here.
Mm.
That's why there's two of us. So, you know, one opinion isn't absolute. When you guys drink the beers, you know, you might experience something different. Mm. We encourage you. Maybe grab a Heineken while you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, well, that would be awesome. Then you guys can join us in this beer tasting and see what you guys think and what you would score it.
Yeah, no, definitely. So next up on the list, we have fruitiness. What do you experience with the fruitiness?
It's a difficult one because you would expect to be like, there's a fruit flavor, but with a beer, I can't pick up the notes.
Mm.
I was trying to find the word there, but I can't pick up any fruity notes.
Yeah.
And therefore, I would probably give it 0, if that makes sense.
No,
I
agree. It's interesting. I don't really remember what I think I rated the castle 0 as well.
Yeah.
This is much the same. It's all hops and then a little bit of maltiness.
Mm.
There's no fruitiness at all. So I would also probably give it a 0.
Yeah. Then aftertaste.
Yes.
Really pleasant aftertaste.
Yeah, I agree. I'm actually going to just grab another sip here.
Go for it. Go
just
for
so
it.
I have that refreshed feeling and I can give a better, like give more input. What do you think?
This is not a bad aftertaste. This is a beer that I really enjoy at a braai.
Mm.
Because we said with the castle, your mouth gets quite, builds up a lot of mucus.
Yeah.
Because of the high malt value.
Mm.
Not so much. I can see myself drinking a Heineken and then chilling a bit and drink another one. It's not like I need anything afterwards to kill that aftertaste because it's really pleasant.
Mm.
It's something that stays for a while. And therefore, I'd give this an aftertaste of 7.
Okay.
Out of 10, yeah. No, 7. So the higher the score. Sorry, I just need to catch up here. The higher the score, the worse the aftertaste is, right?
Correct.
Yeah, my bad. So therefore, I'd give it a 3.
Okay, yeah, I'm right there with you. I'd personally give this a 5, sort of two valleys up there. And the only reason I say that is because the flavor of the aftertaste is nice.
Mm.
You know, the hops dies down, so you don't have that like bitterness anymore. And you've got this sort of what you'd expect from a beer, sort of a beery aftertaste. The only reason why I'm giving it a 5 instead of something lower... Excuse me,
the gas.
It's just because I feel like after a couple, I may need just a little bit of water just to sort of cleanse the palate. It's not bad, but I couldn't go through a six pack of this immediately without having just a little bit of water somewhere along that line, just to sort of help refresh my mouth because it does sort of build up. It sort of accumulates, but it's right there in the middle. It's not bad. It's not the best. Yeah.
Nice in between.
Yes.
Then the exotic value.
Ah, okay. Mm. I think this is a slightly above average one.
I agree.
Especially among students, particularly. Yeah. Heineken is on the slightly more expensive side. I think if I'm not mistaken, there's a bar there by a university, and you can get a Castle and a Black Label for like 23 and 25 Rand respectively. And then a Heineken is around 30.
Yeah.
So this is a slightly more expensive beer, but it's nothing like ridiculous. And because of that, I'm going to give this a 6.
I'm round about there with you. Heineken is not what you'd expect to see, especially in South Africa. I'd see a Castle Lager, Castle Light, especially with a green bottle. If I see a Heineken, the first thing is like, ah, Castle Light. And then you see the star, like, is that a Heineken? And therefore, I'd probably give it a 6.5.
Okay.
Because it does turn my head. I'm like, oh, Heineken. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
I like your taste. Yeah. Good job.
I can appreciate your taste in beer.
Yeah. So therefore, I'll give it a 6. No, 7.
Seven. Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. Alrighty, next up we have Lacquer Factor.
Ooh, the one.
The one. Our speciality. What are you thinking?
This is a really high up there Lacquer Factor. I think it's a really popular beer amongst everyone in South Africa. But personally one of my favorites. I grew up drinking Heineken. Love this beer. And therefore, I'd give this a Lacquer Factor of 8.
Yeah, I was thinking exactly the same thing, you know. No beer in my mind is perfect, so I don't think I'll ever give anything a 10. But we'll see when you get there. But this definitely isn't a 9 for me. Just because, as I say,
yeah,
after a while, I need a little bit of water. But I could easily, without even hesitating, grab a Heineken and go to party. Generally, it's what I do.
Yeah.
Unless the student budget is sort of being like, hey, yeah, maybe that's not the best idea. But this is fantastic. I can drink one of these without thinking. I can have it any time of the day.
Yeah.
Obviously not for breakfast. Yeah. But it's a wonderful, refreshing beer. That bitterness is nice.
Yeah.
It's great for a summer's day. Personally, I associate Heineken most with pool parties. I don't quite know why. I just imagine that sort of green bottle with the water condensing on the side of it, chilling by the pool.
I think it's that we talked about this earlier, and I said I would much rather prefer a Heineken on a hot summer's day. Ice cold Heineken on a hot summer's day over any other beer.
I agree.
And therefore, I think that's why the Lacquer Factor is so high.
Yeah. You know, overall, this is a wonderful beer. If you enjoy beer and you've never had a Heineken, we'd highly recommend it. It's great.
Yeah.
And it's readily available. Pretty much every bar you go to, they generally have it on tap.
Yeah.
So you can have a nice Heineken draft. It's a great, great beer. You know, I'll recommend it to anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
Except the beginners, because it's a little bitter.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that. And I think we can end off the beer tasting right there.
Yeah, I'm going to grab one more sip before we end the segment, though, just because this is a really nice beer.
Yeah, awesome. So, James, today we spoke about New Year's resolutions and a bit about Heineken. But I think it's good to establish this within the second episode. Where would we like to be, for example, at the end of this year or our long-term goal for this podcast? Just to establish that, and then the listeners can also see where we're coming from.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think it's really, really good to put your goals out into the world.
Yeah.
Because it motivates you to get them done, because then people can hold you accountable.
Yeah.
You know, and I think with the podcast, you know, we discuss this in great lengths. Our, maybe not this year, but our end goal at the very end of this, we want to have our own branded beer.
Yeah.
Like, obviously not necessarily brewed by us, but definitely, you know, with our logo and something that we worked hard to sort of craft into what we think is the perfect beer. Hey, maybe one day we can be the people that make a beer that'll get a Lacquer Factor of 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know, and definitely an exotic value as well. And I think hopefully, you know, the listeners can resonate with this and you can help us achieve this.
Yeah.
You know, this pot. Ooh. Please excuse me. Heineken is a little gassy. You know, I think it's something that the listeners can understand and appreciate. You know, it would be so cool to see our beers in bottle stores or see people at events
drinking our beer.
Yeah, like it would be so cool and be like, hey,
like, we did this.
That's ours, yeah. You know? It'll kind of be like the baby of the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, we made this, and it's beer is something we're very passionate about.
Yeah.
You know, we're very passionate about this podcast, and we'd really, really like to achieve that. You thinking about anything else?
No, not really. I think our, like you explained earlier, our small like building bricks or our pathway is to, what I personally feel is to have listeners that we can connect with and kind of build a relationship with as we go along. That's really important to myself and I believe to you as well.
100%.
Something that the reason why we started this podcast is interaction.
Yes.
And the connections and relationships we build. Not necessarily just to speak about beer or something that we like speaking about. It's to build those relationships.
Yeah, I agree completely, you know. Mm. There's nothing more gratifying than when somebody comes up to you and is like, hey, I saw what you did with this, or I listened to your podcast and I really enjoyed it. You know, we have some listeners who don't drink beer, but they really resonate with the podcast. Yeah. They're like, hey, you know, this is really cool. It's got a nice South African fling on it and I can enjoy it. And there's nothing more gratifying than that. It's like, wow, I'm doing something that I love and this person's enjoying it. And together we can just sort of embrace this positivity. So, so back to the listeners, please, you know, engage with us. Jump on over to our social media platforms. All of them are linked within the show notes of the show.
Yeah.
If you're listening on Anchor, you'll find it all there. I'm not sure if like Spotify and Apple Music support links, but we're doing our best to be able to make all of our stuff readily available. So, you know, come on over and say hi. We'd love to interact with you.
Oh, what's your opinion on Heineken?
Yeah.
And I think that's our question for the day.
100%.
Drop over to our Twitter, our Instagram, on Anchor. Let us know what you think about and what your opinion is about Heineken.
Yeah. Definitely, you know, it'll be great. I'm so excited for the day we get a voice note through Anchor and be like, hey, I listened to your podcast. Here's my answer for the question of the day. Like, I'm so excited. So please, guys, if you haven't downloaded Anchor, you know, we're not sponsored by them, but they are our host for the podcast. It's free to download. Send us a voice note and let us know what you think. Maybe you think Heineken's rubbish. If so, tell us why. Maybe you disagreed with the New Year's resolution stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe you're an actual like life coach.
Ooh.
And you can give us some serious pointers. You know, we're just two 20-year-olds who don't quite know how the world works. But jump on over there and let us know.
And I think on that note, it's a good point to end off this episode. I'm super excited where this is going and what we've done thus far. Like we said, let us know what you think. I'm Vian and I'm Audi.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. Have a wonderful day. Tune in next time to the Brews and Beers podcast.